Daily Show, and my guest, my co-host first, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing and American Made VA. I know you're excited about our guest, and Paul, I guess you'll have to close your ears in this conversation when we talk about dating, because you're not dating anymore.
It's true. Yeah, I'm very excited. Very excited to have Gracie Lynn with us today. She's a wonderful Christian author and has lots of information to share with us. So welcome, Gracie.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. So we're going to jump right into this, Gracie. And the thing I love about this conversation is you get in on these dating apps or you go and do these things. And we talked about this a little bit last week. And people don't say who they really are.
Yeah.
They're pretenders, and that's women and men. But let's go with your horror stories first.
Okay. Well, you know, the thing is that when you date somebody online, they can hide behind the computer and they can show you, they can present a image that is not truly who they are. That includes filters, that includes lying about what they do, that includes lying about where they live. Some of the men that I dated in the past, one of them said he was in a gated community in Dallas, but yet he had a van that had no seats in the back, which indicated to me that that may have been also his home.
Oh, man.
People do that with vans. Many times they're living out of the car, out of the van. I have friends that have done that, but they're honest about that. They say, this is my lifestyle. I do this so I can travel. I do this, and I appreciate that honesty. I don't appreciate people lying. I don't care how much or little you have, just be honest about it. There was one man I was dating just for a little bit, and he said that his goal for life was to sell his home and be in a fifth wheel camper and travel. And I love traveling, but I don't want to do it in a fifth wheel camper. I don't minimize that much. And so I thought, you know, that we're probably not a good match. He was a really nice guy, very gamefully polite. It wasn't like he didn't have anything going for him. He had a lot going for him. It's just his goals were different than mine. So you have to really know what you want in life. You have to know what you can give to a relationship. Don't worry so much about what the other person has. Worry about what you can give. And make sure that your life is in balance, that you don't have a lot of debt, that you have to take care of your health so that you can put 100% into a relationship, that you have goals. And even if you're retired, that doesn't mean you have to sit around and watch Netflix and eat bonbons and paint your toenails. That means that you can maybe start a hobby. Like for me, my writing is not a hobby. That's actually my occupation, but it's also my occupation that I'm going to take into retirement so I can continue to work. And so I need somebody that doesn't mind me working and that doesn't mind me needing the house being quiet. I don't want somebody that wants noise around all the time because I'm not somebody that I'm very hypersensitive to noise. So you have to know what kind of limits you have, what kind of limits you need to set, and whether they can live with that.
I mean, that's so key because what about the line that you're hoping in that first communication, the first date or the first online messaging back and forth, say, am I really going to call this person, or the first call that you can smell a line of BS?
You know, it's funny. I had a guy that totally blew me away. He said he was a big time IT professional with the hospital system. He came in his car with, you know, his suit and all that, and said he was on an A team or something. I kept talking about this profession that he had. And then I caught him because, like, I did a background check or something. And I realized he was not telling me the correct age that he was. And I confronted him about this, and he came clean and he said he was not anything that he had told me he was. He was basically just a ranch hand that was living off of a former girlfriend. And so I'm like, wow. And I just totally fell hook, line, and sinker for that. But I think you can smell out a rat. You know, you can smell a dead rat. So just, you know, just keep asking the questions, keep confronting them about inconsistencies within their stories. And many times, like my last boyfriend, he was lying to me all the time, but he would get angry when I would confront him and I would just shut down. And at that point in time, I said, I cannot be with this man because he's not willing to be confronted about the inconsistencies within his story. And he just shuts me down with his anger. And so I thought, I have to have somebody that I can have constructive communication with, even if it's confronting about inconsistencies.
Oh, and definitely when you look at these inconsistencies, Gracie, they come out and they come out of nowhere. And you're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And you're then oh, by the way, or by the way, later it comes out either through specific situations or circumstances. And I think a lot of times we attract them the way we come to the table in the dating world. If we come with a lot of vulnerabilities, we're going to attract people that are going to attack people with vulnerability. You have to be very, very prepared and be able to smell the BS, but also do the right thing, you know?
Yeah, I think that many times people start dating without actually really evaluating the dysfunction of their family of origin. And I realized that, I mean, I love my mom and dad, but there was definitely dysfunction within our family. And I keep attracting men that are like the dysfunction. And I'm like, so for me, I'm like, it's interesting because my relationship with God has come to the point where I'm very intimate with God. I'm very, very tuned into him. And so it's like, so my communication with God is very tender, very loving, and very, very encouraging. And I'm thinking, well, maybe this is just kind of like reprogramming my mind so that I start attracting men like that instead of men that are angry at us, like my mom was, and conflict oriented, like she was. She's not happy unless she's angry. So that's something that I don't want to be around that anymore. I do not want to have to deal with that as an adult, but that's a decision I have made, that when I see those signs in a person that somebody's angry all the time and I start walking on eggshells, that is a sign for me to leave, because I don't want to replay the chaos of my childhood.
That makes some complete sense. And you got to thank a lot of the people that have been checking out the book now and the feedback you're getting on social media of all your new friends that are coming out. We're excited about some of those new relationships. The best place people can find information on you and stuff is where can they go?
They can go to gracieland.com. That's my website. G-R-A-C-I-E-L-Y-N-N-E.com.